Hi everyone, and welcome back to Two Ninjas and a Book. Now, today we are going to be doing something a little bit different. We are going to be reading a story, but not our normal stories. We're going to be reading one of the new Bluey books called Trains. Now, this is a little bit bigger book. It's like a little novel, basically, and we're going to read it in two parts. So we're going to read half of it today and half of it on the next episode. So these are some of the new Bluey books around, and they're perfect for younger readers. So if you're just starting to learn how to read, these books are perfect for you. So let's begin. Chapter 1. Dr. Glinda awoke to the rumbles of a large jumbo jet flying overhead. She rolled over to discover it was actually the heavy snores of her sleeping husband. Her two-year-old daughter Poppy, sleeping beside her like a little hot water bottle, had been wide awake for ages. She turned the pages of her picture book happily. Dr. Glinda used to find getting out of bed hard, but she'd learned that the best thing to do was to just do it. If you started a debate in your head about the benefits of staying under the warm blanket all snug and cozy for just another 5 minutes, you might stay there forever. But these days, getting out of bed was no problem because it meant she got to go to her job, and Dr. Glinda loved her job. Her husband lay snoring away. His work was one of those works where you have to work at night. Dr. Glinda had one of those works you do during the day. She was a vet and every day bought a new animal to help. "I'm up," Dr. Glinda declared as she sat bolt upright, causing Poppy to giggle. In just 20 minutes, Dr. Glinda had showered, eaten brekkie, and helped get Poppy ready for daycare. "Goodbye, husband," she called out, closing the front door behind her. "Bye, Daddy," shouted Poppy. Dr. Glinda and Poppy skipped off down the busy footpath, hand in hand to the train station. They jumped all the cracks for good luck. They were just in time for the train. It pulled up with lots of loud sounds. The train guy, a handsome fellow with one of those train guy hats, leaned out from the back of the carriage. "Train stopping! All aboard!" he shouted. Dr. Glinda beeped her ticket and they got on the train. There was already lots of passengers on board, but they found a free seat and it was facing the way the train was going, not the sideways old person's seat or the backwards seat. Today was going to be a lucky day. Jumping over the cracks had worked. Chapter 2. The train clattered along the tracks through the city. Dr. Glinda pointed out their favourite shops to Poppy. The newspaper shop, the bread shop. They pointed out the same things every morning. It was like checking in on old friends. "Train arriving. Next stop is Mother Duck Daycare," the train guy said over the speaker. "Hooray," said Poppy. This was their stop. Poppy loved Mother Duck Daycare. It was where she went when Mum was helping animals at work. The train pulled up. They exited through the sliding train doors, beeping the ticket on the way. It was a short walk from the train station to Mother Duck Daycare. Dr. Glinda could tell Poppy was excited by the way she started skipping. All the other kids cheered when Poppy arrived. "Poppy, you're just in time for a story," said Miss Meg, Poppy's daycare teacher. She was very nice. "I'll pick you up after work, sweetie. Mummy loves you," Dr. Glinda said. She kissed Poppy goodbye, signed her in, and hurried back to the train station. She hopped on the train and rode it two stops to work at the vet hospital. Dr. Glinda had a busy day at the vet hospital. There were six sick skunks, which was very difficult to say, and a very grumpy polar bear. Her assistant, Charisse, tried to calm the polar bear down, but she wasn't any good at tickling polar bears under their chins as Dr. Glinda was. Not yet, anyway. After a long, lovely day at work, Dr. Glinda rode the train back to Mother Duck Daycare. She picked up Poppy and together they caught the train home. They watched all their favourite shops closing up on the way. They arrived home and did all the things you do at home. Then they had a full night's sleep. Chapter 3. The next morning, at another train station, the one before Dr. Glenda and Poppy's, the train pulled up and the passengers got on. One of them was a particularly annoying passenger carrying a cat. Oh, I wonder who this is going to be. The train guy walked along the aisle, carefully checking everyone's tickets. When he got to the annoying passenger, he was outraged. The passenger was sipping away on a bubble tea with his feet up on the seat in front of him and the cat not on his lap. This was a real no-no on the train guy's train. Feet on seats make them dirty for the next person who sits there. Bubble tea can be spilled if the train stops suddenly, and he just wasn't a fan of cats. Excuse me, said the train driver curtly. He then proceeded to explain these rules to the passenger. Just drive the train, mate, replied the annoying passenger, sucking on the bubble tea through a straw. It was down to just ice, so it made that annoying sound. The train guy was outraged again. Show me your ticket, he demanded. The annoying passenger pulled out a ticket and gave it to him. Something seemed off about it, but the train guy couldn't figure it out. That seems fine, he said, handing it back. Maybe you should lick it, said the annoying passenger. This seemed like an odd request, but the train guy was an obligating sort of fellow, so he licked the ticket. Now rub it all over your face, giggled the annoying passenger. This is a bit unusual, but okay, replied the train guy, and he rubbed it all over his face. The annoying passenger could barely contain himself. What's so funny? Asked the train guy. The passenger replied, that wasn't a train ticket. That was a piece of poo, and collapsed in a fit of laughter. Ah, yelled the train guy. He held the ticket away in disgust. That's it, the train guy shouted and grabbed the annoying passenger by the legs and wrestled him off the train. Meanwhile, Dr. Glenda and Poppy waited patiently at their station. After a short musical intro, a soothing voice announcement played over the speaker. The next train will be a bit late due to an ongoing passenger incident. Oh, that's a bother, said Dr. Glenda. After several games of I Spy, here were the answers. Train tracks, ticket machine, yellow line, and coffee cup lid. The train arrived. A disheveled-looking train guy shouted, train stopping! They hurriedly boarded the train and rode it to Mother Duck Daycare. But they were too late for story time. Poppy was upset. Dr. Glenda did her best to cheer Poppy up while still trying to get a wiggle on so she wouldn't be late for work. She signed Poppy in, told her she loved her, and hurried back to the train station. I hope there won't be any more passenger incidents, she said to herself. Chapter 4. The train pulled up. The train guy's heart sank when he saw the annoying passenger and his cat waiting on the platform. Train stopping, he groaned. The annoying passenger got on. He apologized for the mix-up with the ticket. Then he placed the cat on its very own seat, even though there was an old lady with a sore hip who wanted to sit down. The train guy was not having it. That's it! I'm putting this cat on your lap, he said, reaching for the super cute little animal. I wouldn't touch him if I were you, replied the annoying passenger. The train guy reached for it anyway. Don't be silly. The cat exploded into a wild jungle tiger frenzy, leaping with claws open on the train guy's face. Ah, he cried, falling backwards onto the old lady with a sore hip. He thrashed and frailed, but to no avail, the cat was locked on. All right, boys and girls, well, that's the first half of the Train's Bluey book. So we will read the rest of the book on the next episode. So tune in to see what happens with the crazy cat. All right, boys and girls, talk to you on the next episode. Bye.